hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
Is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
For my friends.
77 WABC.
Kicking some ass, Monday morning, 7:18, sitting friends in the morning. Big Monday, going to be 80 degrees and sunny today. The Rangers have swept the Washington Capitals. And how about the Knickerbockers? How about Jalen Brunson? That was a game for the ages, folks. We talk about that great Game 7 that Walt Clyde Frazier had against the Lakers back in 69, and that was as good as it gets. But my God, what an effort by Brunson yesterday. And I know Joel Embiid was upset again because all the fans in Philadelphia, almost all of them, were Knicks fans. You know what's funny about that? I worked in Miami in sports talk radio for the better part of 11 years, and I never went to a Miami sporting event outside of when they got James, Wade, and Bosh, and all these former New Yorkers, these morons, started showing up in white T-shirts to go root for the Heat. But I went to Dolphin games. It was always the visiting team that had more fans, especially with the Jets or the Giants. Same thing with the Marlins. The Panthers have come alive now. But Miami, because so many people have moved there from Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, you see a lot of other team fans, but not in Philly. That was shocking yesterday. Joel Embiid, if you haven't found out, has also been banned from the Empire State Building. New York was so angry with the way he acted in that second game. He's been banned from the Empire State Building. So the Knicks are up 3-1, and it looks like they're going to take on Indiana, who shockingly now leads the Milwaukee Bucks 3-1. But I told you about my night on Friday night at the Met Gala, and a bunch of folks, I'm not exaggerating, I'm not making it up, they were dead serious, who came up to me, approached me, and said, we've got money, we've got friends, I know you're friends with Curtis, you're the mayor, you need to be mayor. So with that said, here he is, gets big readings, doing the rip and read, noon to one every weekday afternoon, does a tremendous job hosting overnights on the weekends, and does his best work right here with me about this time every weekday morning, the icon, the legend, Mr. Guardian Angel, and the guy that I'm endorsing for mayor, my friend Curtis Sliwa. Well, good morning, Curtis.
No, don't endorse me. I need a primary. I really do. And now that all these people are pumped up on you, let's do it. Let's take it to Studio 77 right down the alley. And I'll tell you why you got a good shot at beating me. Because I've done the analytics. I've done the numbers. First off, there it was. You said that you would be watching the Ranger game. While putting your hand on your sweatpants while you were looking at Shesterkin in goal because he turns you on. That will get you the gay vote.
I don't remember that second part.
Oh,
let's go with that.
I got the clips. But that'll get you the gay vote. The log cabin Republicans will vote for you. Your wife was away. I get it. She was at the half marathon. Okay, so you plagiarized yourself. This was great. And you had images in 1994. You were saying, just like your friend Tacapina, there was an earthquake then, there was an eclipse, and there was a Stanley Cup, Messier, and the last guy I put my hands down my sweatpants for, Richter, in goal. So now you got the gay vote, okay? You got the gay vote.
I got the gay vote, yeah.
You got the Italian vote because you always wanted to be a supreme cuisine.
Right.
And I'm at war with the cuisines from time to time.
Now, I fixed a lot of that, but the...
I know, but
the loyalties are still to me. I always tell these tough guys in the city who's got a big mouth when it comes to me, be careful. You have no idea who you're talking to. Just trust me.
Yeah, but
I'm friends with all of them.
I know,
the real ones, the big ones.
So you get the Italian vote. You get the Irish vote. I'm always dissing them, right? So you get the white
and I live
vote.
With the Irish. I live with
That's
the Irish.
That's right, the Irish Riviera. And more importantly, you get the Jewish vote because I wouldn't spend a second up at Columbia University. Remember what I told you. If students are not going to be tough and they're not going to fight for their turf and they abandon ship and I went home to mommy and put my boobie in Zeta. When all of a sudden Johnson showed up with all your Republican congressman friends, they had a minion. The number of Jewish students left, you couldn't even form a minion. They let this black transgender who said, I'm a he, she, whatever I am today, start railing, kill all Zionists, right? And they let a black transgender chase them away. And let me give you a quote over the weekend when Columbia University waved the white flag and said, no, no, you can stay. You can occupy Columbia University. Pro-Palestinians, pro-Hamas, pro-Hezbollah, Jew haters. Here's a Jewish student, 26-year-old, said, I stand alongside the demonstrators for the Palestinians because I believe Jewish safety requires Palestinian liberation. He's a capitulator. He surrenders. He's ceasing to resist. So there, you and I disagree. From day one, I said, I'm not going up there unless Jews defend themselves. And I'm not talking about all the Jews who are outside. I recognize them. They came out in large numbers. Where were the Jewish students from Columbia?
They were home. It was Pesach.
Yeah, they were
Passover
home.
Ends tomorrow night.
No.
You're going to see Wednesday a huge amount of Jewish students out there kicking some ass.
Yeah, the only Jews I saw kicking ass were in Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo Arena because 80% of all Knicks fans are Jews. Without Jews, Madison Square Garden would be empty.
That's true, too.
Those are tough Jews. They went into Philly, the craziest fans in existence, kicked their butts. They came outside. They put a Knick jersey on the Will Chamberlain statue with the big schlong hanging out. That ain't an easy thing to do.
No, but listen, you make a fair point, and I've echoed your point about the Jewish kids. But I would go in because, to me, it's much bigger than the Jewish kids at Columbia. This is a worldwide anti-Semitism campaign. It's happening in my own city, and I'm not okay with it. So even though you make fair points about the kids, it's not about the kids. It's about doing what's right. I mean, you would admit, like I said last hour, if these were kids protesting blacks or protesting gays, how long would Eric Adams allow that to happen?
Well, you can't just say gays anymore. It's 50 other categories of one sexuality. That's why I truly believe, Sid, put everything aside, the reason that these kids have occupied not only Columbia but universities across the country and are self-hating Jews, because a lot of them are Jews, is they're not having sex anymore. They're not going out like the Beastie Boys says, fight for your right to party. Those Jewish kids who were Booker Boys, what they're doing is trying to pair up, and they're realizing, oh, my God, there are 50 different categories here. I'm so frustrated. Let me take it out by being pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-Hezbollah. They need to go out and have sex. This is the problem.
It's true. No,
I mean,
seriously.
You led the way.
Yes.
Look, over the weekend, you had your hand down, your sweatpants. Well,
Danielle came back yesterday. Don't worry.
All right. Wait, the Rangers, right? They're going to be against North Carolina. You have another opportunity. By the way, it stops prostate cancer.
Yes.
It stops prostate cancer.
That is a proven fact that masturbation gives you a better chance of not suffering from prostate cancer. So right off the bat, that's all the reason to do it.
And not only that, the other reason you'll beat me is you'll have the support of Chaz Palminteri, who said, wait a second, this city is not thriving. New York City is not the best ever. I saw a guy taking a dump on the corner in Midtown, and Sid Rosenberg on the subway said, I saw a guy taking a dump in the subway car.
I did. That was not that long ago. I've also seen guys do it in the street, just like Chaz Palminteri.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt. causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen New Bridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen New Bridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
But he brought up a very, very good point, and I've talked to Michael Kemper about this. You know, it's not just about, to Chance's point, the crime stats. Maybe murders are down, I don't know. Maybe gun shootings are down, I don't know. But it doesn't seem, the perception, I know, it doesn't seem like it's safer or cleaner.
Well let me
it's
see.
It's gross.
Let me see. 400% increase in crime in Central Park. 50 women get punched in the face in broad daylight in Lower Manhattan. And Eric Adams is telling Al Slim Shady Sharpton, oh, we're thriving, not surviving. This city is the greatest it's ever been.
I think he's making a major mistake. And I know Frank Carone is going to be angry with me. His brother Anthony still loves me. But if I was Eric Adams, here's what I would do.
Yes.
Okay? Just like Howard Stern, that moron, gave Joe Biden advice. We'll get to
now
that.
Now that you mention his name.
We'll get to that.
You better talk to your friend Greg Kelly.
Oh, we'll get
to that. Who on Friday said, I love Stern.
We'll get to Howard. What I would be doing if I was Eric Adams, I'd be saying, the powers are against me. The forces are against me. I came into an almost impossible situation after 8 years of de Blasio. I feel like we've absolutely made some headroom, but there is still a lot more work to be done. That's why you need me to win for a second time. Instead of saying, I'm the greatest, I'm the best, I did it, I fixed it. Would that not be a better way to approach it?
Let me tell you, I'm like Apollo Creed now, listening to you with Don King.
It's true.
King.
I've got more to do.
I know, but you understand. Hearing this interview, I'm like Apollo Creed with Don King saying, I want that guy. I want that guy in a Republican primary. Oh, my God. Can we find him? Yes, get him in. Don't worry about it. This would be great.
He needs to be a little more, I'm not saying apologetic, but when you point out what you just pointed out,
yes.
50 women punched across the face, Central Park now more dangerous than it's been in 20-something years, and the subways and all this, he can't be doing these victory rides. Now, give me this. What happened with Greg Kelly and Howard Stern?
Oh, my God. He comes on Friday. He knows the softball interview already. He goes, no, I love Howard Stern until the ends of time. Followed up by that mamaluke Frank Morano. Oh, on the altar of idolatry. But to your credit, let me give credit where credit is due, even though you're going to be my opponent in the upcoming Republican primary. And by the way, you know, if given a chance, I want to go to that meeting with Michael Traub and encourage him.
Gil Traub,
whatever his name. And the guy who
Jason Lochran.
Michael Flynn will support you.
Yes.
Remember, the last guy he supported was Fernando Mateo against me in the Republican primary. Bring it up, baby.
I will get the one endorsement that'll bury you, all kidding aside. And he'll be back on Trump One, not Air Force One, tomorrow. I would get a huge, loud endorsement from President Trump.
Yes, you will.
That hurts you.
And I'm telling
that hurts you.
Hey, look, the advantage is yours, Sid. I need a primary opponent. Bring it on. But, you know, I will use against you, you were on.
Oh, you're about to give me credit just now.
But I will play cuts of you. You were the host of Whack-A-Mole Stern Bowling. Right?
Whack-Pack Bowling.
Whack-Pack Bowling, which... Yep. I mean, sounds really bizarre.
Oh, it was great. I tell you what, we went to this bowling alley.
Yes.
It was in Harlem. It was on Adam Powell Clayton Boulevard.
By the way, was Stern using the N-bomb then?
He wasn't there, so he didn't do those shows. So let me give you what happened. I get to the second floor of some office building on a hot summer morning in Harlem. The year, I believe, was 2007. And the elevator door opens, and who's staring at me right in the face? Beetlejuice. Jeff the Drunk, you had Fred Elephant Boy, who has since passed away, all of the Whack Pack members, and there was a bowling alley there. And I spent about 8 hours taping four episodes of Whack Pack Bowling. And Howard, who had me on for a couple of times before that, brought me back to talk about the experience. And at that point, I loved him.
Wow. What was it? Why did you leave out Chris Schenkel of the professional bowling tour? And yes, here at Whack Pack Bowling in Harlem, where they're dropping the M-bomb a mile a minute, right?
They're
wearing sandwich board signs outside with the big N-word on it. I mean, come on, man. I want you to get in. I got so much material. I will be at it. And when you run that poll tonight,
yeah,
I'll probably be down 90 to 10.
No. People want you to be the mayor.
No,
they do. Because first of all, you are more New York than me. Second of all, you are a fighter. I'm a fighter. But you've been doing this for real for like 40 years. And people don't want me off the radio. So I believe if I put up a poll, you would destroy me.
No. It'd be 90 to 10.
Yes,
you'll get all for toots, all these money people in Manhattan.
Well,
By the way,
if I put up a poll on WABCradio.com,
yes,
and it's 90 to 10 me,
yes,
I'm jumping in.
Good. You see, this is the problem. All these guys live in Manhattan. Manhattan elected Alvin Bragg, like 80 to 20, right? Over Tom Kniff, who should have been the DA, right?
Yes.
I know, because I was campaigning with Kniff. It was me and Kniff, right? So, yeah, tell these Manhattan people, come on, give me your money. You can't even deliver Manhattan.
Noam, do you do anything with the website? Don't you do something with that?
Come on, Noam.
With our website?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
So put up a poll on the homepage.
Okay.
If, in fact, there was a primary, Republican primary for mayor, Curtis Sliwa and Sid Rosenberg, who would you vote for?
Okay, so which name should I put at the top?
Curtis.
No,
listen,
Sid,
Curtis is going to win.
Because this is always an issue. Who's the person whose name's on top, you know,
now, you're right about that, but the ratio shows, right?
I'm the Polish guy. I'm the Pole, so put me in second.
No,
I might get the anti-Semitic vote. Because <Sid's one. laughs>
he's going to kill me. I want him to kill me. I want Curtis to be mayor.
No, I need a primary.
I didn't want this. They came up to me.
Here's
the difference. You want this. They want me. You want this. They want me.
It's good. You're King David II. You're going to go liberate those little wussy Jewish kids up at Columbia University.
It's bigger than them.
Some black transgender says, kill all
Zionists. Who is that? Is that crackhead Barney?
No. It might as well be. They just ran away.
Hey, I'm going to say this. You know, for Alec Baldwin got his ass kicked by crackhead Barney last week. Let me take you back to the Columbus Day Parade. When I'm standing outside my Eldorado, my convertible Eldorado with Joe Tacopina, and this same person, this crackhead Barney, came up and interviewed me, and how did I do?
Oh, great.
Right?
By the way, not only did I do great with crackhead Barney, we shared jail cells. She was in the jail cell next to me. Remember when I got arrested at Creedmoor trying to start the illegal
alien invasion? She got arrested too?
Yes, right in the cell next door.
Why did she get arrested?
Because she was pushing cops and they grabbed her. They didn't know what she was. I knew who she was.
Put her on the list as the third primary candidate.
So there are 13 guys, right, get arrested with me, all in the same cell. And this old altacocker, Phil Orenstein, of the Queens Village Republicans, he's like 94 years old. He goes to take a dump. I said, no, you can't do that. These toilets never work. I'm a veteran. You got to squeeze your legs and hold it. He goes, I can't. My goiter. I said, I don't care if it drips down your legs. You cannot take a dump in this jail cell, Phil. The poor guy doubled over. I'm telling you, I'm the veteran of getting arrested. I know what to do. You never do that in your cell, or everybody's going to give you a beat down. But I survived crackhead Barney. You survived crackhead Barney. So let's get it on. Studio 77. Let's begin the process. King David II, King of all Jews, versus Curtis Sliwa. Oh, the odds are against me. It's 90 to 10. But I look so forward to this, ladies and gentlemen. I look so forward to this on WABC. Oh, God. This is better than sex. To be up at that podium, be given an opportunity. Just like when I eviscerated Fernando Mateo. They'll say, but I thought he was your friend. Yeah, guess what? This is like organized crime. We went out to have dinner. We had drinks. We shared gumadas. And then I put two slugs in the back of his head and went back to having my chicken parmesan sandwich. And I gave the guy a great eulogy.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool by Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.